Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We continue our examination of the book of Hebrews, and we're in the sixth chapter. I'm going to back up a little bit, as is my habit, right, and to give a little more context about what we're about to go into. You know, it's so important for us to do that. Never forget that context reigns supreme. Okay, so we're in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 9. We've already looked at verses 9 through 12, but let me read them again. But beloved, we are convinced of better things concerning you and things that accompany salvation, though we are speaking in this way. For God is not just so as to forget your work and the love with which you have shown toward his name and have administered and is still ministering to the saints. And we desire that each one of you should show the same diligence so as to realize the full assurance of hope until the end, so that you will not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherited the promises. So the last two verses, he says, here's what my desire is, that each one of you will show diligence. Well, diligence in what? In diligence in the life that we've been given. Diligence in faith and in patience to inherit the promises, the hope that we have. And he tells us this, so as to realize the full assurance of hope until the end. We see this idea of hope a couple times in this chapter right here. To realize the full assurance of the hope until the end. What does that mean? Is it possible for us to have full assurance but not realize the reality of it, to not live within it, to choose to go a different way than what God wanted us to? Well, yeah. So, verse 12, he says, so that you will not be sluggish. He doesn't want us to be sluggish in the way that we're living out our life, but to be imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. So who are those who through faith and patience inherit the promises? Well, the very next verse gives us an idea. So here's verse 13. For when God made the promise to Abraham, well, there you go. Verse 13 starts with the word for, F-O-R, for. When God made the promise to Abraham, so that's the one he's got in mind, the author right here, to be imitators of somebody who through faith and patience inherited the promise. When God made the promise to Abraham, since he, that's God, could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself. Now, the scripture tells us not to swear, but it says if you do swear, if you do promise like that, then to follow through. Okay, then to follow through with what you have said you're going to do. So he swore by himself saying this, I will surely bless you and I will surely multiply you. So God had made this promise to Abraham, said that you're going to be blessed and I'm going to multiply you. This was at a time when Abraham had no children. And God had told him, you're going to inherit a land, you're going to inherit a vast company of nations. Let's put it together like that, okay? He says, but this, I will surely multiply you. He has no children, but he's telling him he's going to be multiplied. How's that going to come about? Well, that's where the faith thing comes in. Verse 15, and so, having patiently waited, he obtained the promise. So he's saying that Abraham patiently waited, and he obtained the promise. You know, this is probably makes us feel better if you know the whole account of Abraham. Because when you read what happened, I would not have described that as Abraham patiently waiting. You know, the whole Ishmael thing, Hagar, Ishmael, the whole thing with Sarah and what she was saying, how she was acting, behaving, what Abraham was doing. They had made him a promise. And when you look at the totality of the scripture, when you look in Galatians and look to see what's being said, you find out that they are just like we are, folks. Okay, they were frustrated. They were sitting there. They believed, but they're believing in that which in the natural is impossible. Okay, Sarah was beyond childbearing age. Okay, Abraham had not fathered anybody. At that time, you know, how do you know if it's this the woman's fault or the man's fault. Well, then when Hagar comes along at Sarah's behest, Abram has Ishmael. Well, that just proves that Abram's able to have children, but Sarah couldn't. So anyway, when you look at the whole account, when you see what's going on with it, patience would not be the way that I would have described it. Okay. But how does the Lord God describe it? He says, having patiently waited, he obtained the promise. Then there's also the thing, is this speaking of just the child of the promise, or is it speaking of the land? Is it speaking of the city? You know, Abraham was promised all this land. He was promised a city, but he never built a city. Apparently, he never lived in a city. But now he's being described in the scripture as patiently waiting and obtained the promise. He has obtained the promise, but there's even a greater attainment that awaits him. Think about that. There's even more yet to come for all who have lived by faith under the old covenant and the new covenant. So the next verse real quick, we'll do one more verse. For men swear by one greater than themselves, and with them an oath given as confirmation is an end of every dispute. So the author is just saying, hey, men will sit there and they'll swear by one greater by themselves. So we'll say, so help me God. Okay. And remember, the scripture actually tells us, don't really swear. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. Try that sometime in a court proceeding to see how it goes. I have before, and it's always interesting. Okay. They get real testy about that. But even our law provides for that, because they'll say, do you swear and or affirm? And that affirm thing is, my yes is yes and my no is no. That's what that means. Okay. So it says, even men have these kind of things. And with them, they'll swear this oath as a confirmation to the end of every dispute. In other words, I swear this is the way it is, so it's going to end the dispute. This is the truth. In verse 17, it says this, and we'll just read the first part and pick it up later. In the same way, God. So in the same way that man will swear and will settle a dispute with an oath of confirmation, God has done something with an oath. Anyway, for us today, where does this leave us? Leaves us knowing this, we're not to be sluggish. We're to be imitators of those who, through faith and patience, inherit the promises. And Abraham is a great one to imitate. It doesn't mean that he or they were perfect in all things. No. The scripture is abundantly clear about this. But it does mean that they never faltered in their faith toward the Most High God. We're to do likewise. Again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.